Well, howdy, guys. It's a better day today here. It's actually sunny, quite warm, but windy. Now, you all know what this is in the thumbnail, don't ya? That's right. It's the panda bear. And to me, the panda bear has a lot in common with the modern femons. Oop, loads of people are saying, oh dear, Solar Man's lost it. Rubbish. I lost it a long time ago. But look, the panda bear is kind of cute, isn't it? And femons try to appear cute as much as they can. But the panda bear needs an awful lot of help just to exist. First of all, its main diet is bamboo. There's not a lot of protein in bamboo, so they have to eat a ton of it. And they have to spend 8 hours of day just doing that, just to stay alive. They're also not very good at breeding. They need a lot of help at that as well. And even when it is a successful pregnancy, they don't generally make good mothers either. And their babies are born very, very small and vulnerable. In fact, most of the time they have to be taken away until they're a certain size. And of course, the panda bear is protected. And without all the help that humans have given them, they wouldn't be around now. They'd be extinct. But of course, the panda bear doesn't know that. You see them in this protection sort of area, and they have no care in the world. They don't realize how much effort and sacrifice people have made, and how much it actually really costs to provide them with the most best natural habitat for them, where they don't even have to think too much about food. And of course, medical care. Without all that help, the panda bear would be just like the dodo. Of course, the problem with the dodo was that it wasn't really very cute. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think, and whether maybe I'm just grasping at bamboo sticks, saying that the panda bear has a lot in common with the modern femons. You take it easy now.